So that's the main part of the ordination, but there are still a few things left. And as you will have noticed, there has been this emphasis on purification all the way through. And it's even reflected in a sartorial manner to some extent, one might say. So what follows now continues the emphasis, because I'm going to ask each of the ordinees to come forward one by one and receive a few drops of water on the crown of the head, the symbol of which probably is obvious. In Indian tradition, the crown of the head represents the highest part of one's being, not only literally but metaphorically. It's that highest part of one's being where one contacts the Dharma, where one might say literally contacts the Dharma. And just as having contacted the Dharma, that influence of the Dharma spreads throughout one's whole being. In the same way, having received, so to speak, the few drops of water on the crown of the head, the whole being gradually becomes purified. So this is what it represents, what it symbolizes. It's also reflected, one might say, in the Vajrasattva Mula Yoga, with which some of you must be familiar. So I'll ask you now just to come forward, one by one, and receive the few drops of water. Mm-hmm.